Hello, Internet and Zombie Loving World. This is a Bowl of Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. I'm your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at a Bowl of Tarnell. I have a co-host with me today. It's Sev at a Bowl of Sev on the tweets and the Instagram.
Hey, I'm a co-host and I'm here.
That's right. Woo. And here we are for episode 14. 54, MM 54, or mile marker 54. However you wanna say it.
54.
There you go. And this is a little bit of a backstory. It starts off with a little bit of a backstory, a little bit of flashback, flash action. What? This is Martha and her. Oh, sorry, Dirty Woman. Martha and her husband.
It's Filthy Woman. Prior, but now it's Martha.
Prior to her filthiness. Mm-hmm. But still, and I'm so lost. How do people have these accidents?
Well, okay. Beyond that, it was like, how...
Is he a lie? How?
How did this happen?
I don't understand.
Because it's like it's the guardrail that's like impaled him.
Right, but how did
it looks like it's cutting him in half.
Right.
And it's like in the middle of the windshield.
Yes.
In the middle of the guardrail is a continuous thing. And they broke it, but somehow stuck it through the middle of their car and stuck it through him. Like,
Yeah, none of that made sense.
None of that makes sense.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, oh, God.
Like, so, what?
He's going to die, clearly.
And what is it with people getting into accidents and getting trapped in the car? Because it's just happened in the last episode.
Yeah.
What's his face?
It feels like a plot device. Like, it feels like, you know, oh, well, this is...
Like, we'll just have them trapped in the car with the thing keeping their guts in, or whatever.
Right, and it's like, what? Like, that? How often would that actually fucking happen?
Apparently it happens all the time.
Oh, my God. So, of course, she's upset, and because she knows it's over, but not accepting that it's over. And someone will come and help us.
Yeah, someone will come and help us. And it's like, immediately, and I'm like, okay, nobody's stopping to help. Because this is all she goes on about. This must be her origin.
Right. So, at least three cars drive by.
And nobody helps.
Nobody helps. Well, Rake falls off of one. Significant in a little bit. I also noticed they were very much not dressed for the apocalypse.
Well, this makes me wonder, is this like the beginning of the apocalypse?
For her? Or like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, is this like day one or whatever? You know, like, or, you know, like to the point where she doesn't even know what's happening. Like, people are fleeing in terror and she doesn't even know why.
Possibly. That's the only thing I could think of. She just doesn't have more rugged clothing. Because she was like sweats. She was in their casual like Saturday like lounge wear and some sandals. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, okay, those shoes are not going to last long. These are not like hiking or outdoorsy shoes. Those are rugged shoes. The shoes were like, they're all straps and all exposed. And you see the socks and everything.
And and by the way, they're right in front of mile marker 54.
Yeah, so that you know exactly where they're at, and that's why you can tie up 54. So that happens. So no one's in. So she's upset. She's crying. And he's like telling her to, you know, go on and be, you know, live your life. Don't sit here. Be strong.
No, someone will come and help.
Someone helps. Don't say that. Don't cry. Don't go to sleep. And then, you know, of course, she gets up and like she's sitting outside the car, holding her head, kind of crying. And then some guy comes along. But it's not a guy. It's a walker.
Right.
And she goes up, talks to it has to be the beginning. Because she's like, sir, you know, go, thank God, help me. She doesn't even know that this guy's the...
Right.
And then she knows. She's like, oh, shit, what do I do?
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Get the rake and beat it. Didn't work. Okay, keep beating it.
Keep beating it. All right, now it finally died. Now I'm crying. Now I'm upset. Then she realizes, you know, then she's sitting there still upset. And just started, like, kind of talking to herself to a bit. Mm-hmm. And then you hear that her husband starts growling, so he turns. So she gets upset and she grabs this big the piece of a bottle, looks like a broken glass bottle.
Or
a shard of
glass or whatever.
Stabs him, kills him.
Which is also then, if we're this early into the apocalypse, and how does she know to stabby, 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 brain, brain, brain?
I don't know.
I mean, it must have
been. What I'm saying. It's like she was not dressed for this. I don't know.
How did she know to stab him in the brain? Because she methodically did it. She wrapped her hand in a thing to grab this glass.
Right.
And shank him in the face.
Yeah, I don't.
And, you know, like, she really went to town on that other walker. So I don't know if it's obvious to her that it's like.
Well, yeah, because the first time she went across the road, she went across his throat and it wasn't dead.
Right.
And it wasn't until she beat the head that it died. So maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. But I guess maybe she catches on really quick. Yeah. Because, I mean, she could have just thought that it's because she just beat it to death.
Right, you know? Right. Exactly. Yeah, I have no idea. That was a weird thing. And then, of course, she's burying him. She went and she buried him.
With her hands?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, goddamn.
And that's why she's a filthy woman. Apparently.
Yeah, well, then she was just laying in the dirt. Yeah. She kept... This is where, you know, the whole losing her husband and everything sent her off the deep end. And then she was, like, resentful of him. She was angry at him. She was angry at him for doing everything for her.
She went through, like, days of just chilling at his grave and be like, why? Why God? Why him? Why not me? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he did everything. Blah, blah, blah. So she was upset now that... He did so much for her that she couldn't do anything on her own. That's what I gathered from the whole thing, that she was upset that he did so much for her, that this is why she wasn't strong, because he helped her so much. He did so carry so much of the load that she wasn't as strong. She was weak. So her thing is now you can't help people because they can't be strong if you help them. That's where it all came from, was that her husband was so good and then he died and then she was by herself and kind of fucked.
Guess.
And that was the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, I still don't like it, but I'm rolling, I guess.
I thought the whole thing was like, nobody helped her, so nobody helps anybody. Got it?
I think that helped her more, but it felt like it was very much on the husband because she was very much chained up, upset and like talking to him. And then she was just, and then now she's just not right. All around.
No, she's completely broken.
Yeah. And unlike Morgan, I don't know that she's fixable.
No, she's not fixable.
And then she just went on the murder spree. And this is where I was really done.
And then she comes across...
The first of many truckers.
Trucker stops and drops down a box.
It's farther. What? Farther. I used to be an English teacher. Oh, well, you really helped me out there. I what? I'm like... Really? That's what triggers you? I don't help. I don't help. Stab.
What? Neck.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, then I'm wondering, how does she move along so fast?
Yeah. And
I'm like, where is she moving along?
And then it's a montage of her murdering all the groups.
A trucker stops. And the last trucker she killed, she uses... With the fucking animal control leash.
She kept doing it.
No, that's what I'm saying. She'll take the last truck she killed, uses that to kill the next one. and it's the same move that she did on Quinn. She sneaks up on them, they turn around with nowhere, and pushes it on them, and then it just works.
Where are you hiding?
Every time it works.
With a walker.
How do you sneak up on somebody? Gets the new one.
With a walker. A walker is the least practical killing tool if you're trying to be stealth.
Especially a lone one.
Yeah.
At least it's effective when you've got multiple creatures, you know, you have a chance of winning, a chance of them by biting.
Well, she caught every single one by surprise.
Somehow. That was so stupid.
And I'm it's like, huh? These guys have radios. They have radios in their trucks.
Right.
How is it not going through the grapevine that truckers are disappearing? That their ranks are thinning out? That they're obviously being hunted.
Yeah.
And why are you not more vigilant? Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing of her, she should not have been able to get away with what she got away with.
No. It's ridiculous. And it's almost... insulting.
It is. It really
to
is.
Me as a viewer.
Because I was sitting there like...
expect me to buy this.
I was like, wait, how is that a plan? And how does that work every time? And
why? why are you using walkers to kill people and then using them as the next tool to kill the next person? Like, what?
That's crazy for you.
But I mean, how is it?
I know.
How is it working?
I know. As a writer and as a director, I was like, can we do something different than this? Because, well, not as a writer, because the writers wrote it. But I mean, as a director, I would be like,
what? Veto.
Like, how? This isn't even remotely possible.
I don't know. This is not.
Okay. That's kind of the premise, because this backstory right here is like the whole, not the whole basis, but it's a big base of the second half, and it's just like, what?
You know, like I would have just much rather we drug out the Vulture scenario than introduce this random
supervillain. I don't know how this one person getting away with all this shit.
Oh yeah, okay. And then we go back to like the strafing run with the
So that was back in the day, and then okay. we're present day again. And so the barrels are leaking in the back of the trailer.
But real quick,
okay.
Again. So remember when they were in the stadium and she's like, I only have enough ammo to clear this one time.
Mm-hmm. Where did she pick up the more ammo from?
Yes. And.
Or was she lying?
I don't know. But either way, like, where is the ammo stashed? You know,
right.
That other people wouldn't know that it exists. I mean, it's got to be a lot of like cases.
Yeah, right.
Of bullets. That thing spits through bullets.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Quinn.
Quinn was evidently able to
figure out
how to use it and use it.
Right.
I think until he ran out of ammo. And
He killed all the bus zombies right. that he needed to.
And then she's able to figure it out and use it. And burns through the rest of the ammo. Like, when's it getting reloaded? Do these people know how to load it? Like, where?
Right, you figure you need some training for that.
Yeah, and like,
because if it's the ammo I'm thinking about, it's on a belt.
Yeah, and it's very specific ammo.
Right.
That you won't just find in, like, you know, a Big Five, like some random sporting goods store.
You'd have to. That's
like,
especially for those
military
issue
fucking shit.
Yeah. That's, I don't understand what's happening.
So it's like, I don't know how those guns keep getting
reloaded.
It's just one of these magical things that it's like.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Because that's, but again, she swings back around. And it's like, oh, she's coming for another pass. And she's like, no, she's out of ammo. She already burned through. How do you know? It's like, because you only have enough ammo to burn through like 5 seconds of shooting. Which I buy. But it's also like, again, how many times can you do that then? How many bursts of ammo do you have if you spit through ammo that fast?
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. It really doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're like, okay, we got to get out of here because these barrels of fuel are leaking.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
shit. Okay. All right, we get out. And this is where I'm upset, because Al's first response is to go after the truck. And for some reason, Chris is now Jason from Friday the 13th. And when he opens the doors, it just sends Al flying and knocks her down on the ground. And the same thing. I'm sorry, Quinn. Walker Quinn.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I said that. Walker Quinn opens the door, and then, you know, Al gets sent flying, and June gets sent flying. I'm like, what? Where does he get all the strength from? And then, of course, he's on top of, you know, he's on top of June, but, you know, somehow she can't break free of this decaying man. it's so weird. And then, but then the funny thing was, like, Sarah was stuck for a second, and she got loose.
Oh, yeah, so everybody made it.
Right. Everyone made it.
That was like, you know, it's one of those like, oh, good, because I like
Sarah
all these
got
people.
Grazed.
But, really?
Yeah.
Really? Nobody died?
Somebody should have caught that. And then Wendell was like, all right, I'm gonna deal with this. Oh, shit, my fucking wheelchair shot the shit and gone. Right. It's all dismantled.
It's so like somehow these guns get headshots on all zombies. But it will miss except for like hitting Sarah and grazing her or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I fully agree. I was just like, okay. We lost no one.
Right.
All right.
Okay. I don't want to complain too much, but.
Right. So then Wendell, of course, crawls around the corner where he gets in sight and actually shoots Martha in the chest / shoulder area. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's all like hurt and limping. But of course, she ends up. It was funny that when he said, "Go, Nick, I'm gonna lay you down," or something like that. He said something like, "Oh, hey, Wendell," but you know, but he's literally on the ground. Mm-hmm. And of course, as that's happening, Sarah and Jim are still in the truck, and they notice the engine bay was on fire. Like, "Oh, that's not good." And they get out, and then that explodes. And then later on,
I thought that might have killed somebody. Like, I thought because Wendell was on the other side and he couldn't really move, I thought he was gone.
Yeah, and then. Trying to think.
Don't think too hard. What?
No. No. Yeah. So then the trailer exploded.
The front exploded.
The front exploded.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she takes off. Wendell tries to shoot her again, but he misses and he just hits the door. He thought, "I told you, next one will lay you down." And then as that explosion noise just brought all the walkers in.
Right.
And then the trailer exploded. The trailer exploded, and there was a fire. They're like, "Oh, where are the guns?" Well, next to their fucking yeast thing. Like,
there's nothing. Like, my active yeast and whatever. Where are our guns in there with your yeast?
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit. They're like, "Oh, we got to move. All right, let's go." But it looks like, considering who rolls up on scene next, that, you know, they did kill some walkers there before they completely. Vacated.
Yeah, because there was bodies all over
the place. Because once Alicia and Charlie showed up, they didn't know which way to go. And then at that point, little did we know, but Alicia kind of just gave up.
Yeah. Yeah, she.
She decides to go east.
Yeah, she pulled a little bit of a Morgan.
Yeah.
Of like. Things don't look good, and I don't want to find out what happened to them because they're probably dead. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I need something to go right in my life, and this is it. So she decides that she's going to go east. And you know, after some time had passed, you know, they were traveling. Charlie kind of goes to her like, how could they have possibly gotten this far on foot considering what had happened to them? So where are we going? What are we doing? We need to turn. We need to find them. Then she releases the bomb. We're not looking for them. I'm taking you to Galveston so that you can see the beach.
What the fuck is in Galveston? What? Oh.
Beach? Oh.
It's like, I don't know if I can find them, but I can do one thing. I can take you to the fucking beach.
Right. Because she needs something to be good. So it's just like. And so they continuously have this back and forth argument about what they should do. Mm-hmm. And about what they should do and, you know, and where. And, you know, where they should go. Because Charlie wants to go back and help him, thinking they need help. And she, at least, like, there's no point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is right towards the end of the episode for, you know, this going out a little slightly out of order. They're walking through this, like, kind of a swampy, like,
Was the end of the episode because it was the very last shot.
Yeah. This part was. As I said, this part just jumped that episode, with, you know, just to conclude with Alicia and Charlie.
Right.
They're walking through a swampy area.
And they clearly. Stumbled upon John Dory and Strand.
Because she saw Charlie found his head ashore from when they jumped into the water, and then Alicia walked in.
And they're also like, "Oh, look, a beach!"
Right.
And they're looking at the map. There's like, there's no water here. There's no body of water here.
Right.
Like, oh, it must have flooded.
Yeah. And then you know Alicia looks up and is like, "Oh, shit!" Like, wow.
Oh shit! Wow.
And so, you know, they don't really show them connecting or see what she sees, but we know it's John Dory and Strand, so.
It's gotta be. I think they're sitting there, like, eating gator.
Yeah, who knows? So that's them. But going back to Morgan and Company, mm-hmm. you know, they're pulling window on some kind of seat thing. As they're walking,
thing or whatever.
As they're walking, there's a big horde of zombies. Well, not a big horde, but there's this horde developing behind them.
Herd,
yeah. There's a herd.
We call them herds.
Developing behind them. They're trying to figure out where to go. And what's his name?
Jimbo.
Jimbo wants to go on his own because he's flipping out. Because he's not built for that. And
why am I hauling him?
Yeah, well, he's also wondering why everyone's listening to Morgan. Morgan's getting into us all into this. That crazy lady wants. You see, we're here because he didn't listen. And she wants him, not us. Da-da-da. Morgan's like, fuck, we need to go to the hospital. That's the best idea.
Could have just gone to Alexandria.
Yeah.
So she now... wanna dick around and leave boxes everywhere. After this lady told you not to.
Yeah, so they end up at the hospital. And then I'm sitting there wondering this. And this is what bugged me here. Mm-hmm. Why was the hospital, the integrity of the hospital, so weak that they were able to, like, push down a wall?
I don't know.
I'm like, what?
I don't know.
So there, this was the first of a couple of things that bugged me. So then I had another thing that...
Well, yeah, the whole wall came down. And it's like, what? What?
They should definitely be safe inside the fucking hospital.
Yeah, like, yeah. Why did the wall come down? I mean, it's not like that... Even if they're pushing on it, they're just like... weakly pushing on it.
Right.
It's not like there's a hill in there, like, all piling up. You know,
even still, there would be a point where they weren't pushing enough to even, it would just be a bunch of things piling up.
Right. Well, I'm saying if there was like a hill, like something forcing them down.
Oh, yeah.
On like a slope or something, but they're just on the ground, you know?
Right.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand anything. Like they're really forcing scenarios in this.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm also upset about. Mm-hmm. So these things are pretty stupid and completely unaware, right? Yeah. They don't get it. They just don't run into anything, whatever. Uh-huh. They can't climb. Why are they so cognizant of the steps?
Oh, yeah.
They should be tripping up there. That should not work out that smoothly for them. In fact, they should. If anywhere they pile up, they would pile up in the stairs.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand all these.
How they're able to chase them up the stairs.
It's like, what? It's just really, really stupid. I just don't understand the big four. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I just don't get, like they should be stumbling down the steps. If they stumbled into a lake and unaware of the lake, and they don't start swimming in the lake, why are they so why does the steps work?
I wish they would focus more on just the drama of, like, the situations as opposed to forcing all this, like, tension.
And, yeah.
Like, suspenseful situations where it's like, I mean, there's at least 5 times an episode where we're like, oh, no, one of the main characters is having to deal with a zombie one-on-one. Is he going to beat it? Yes, of course.
Right.
Like, why is this a struggle? Like, why are we doing this?
Well, that's the other thing. And then how is it that these zombies always see where they're going? They always, like, they can never hide from these things. That doesn't make sense to me either. Like, how are you not able to hide from these zombies? They're dumb.
I know.
They're dumb and they're slow. So it's like, you should be able to hide from them.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you can't hide from them. And the area four you go to, you know, it's just, they're a problem. And you keep going up, and that's not going to work. And then when you get into a fight, it's like, Morgan, you have a stick, or you have the shovel. How hard would it be to just hit those two in the head and then help Jim?
Yeah.
Like, why are you struggling with the fighting?
Right.
Of anyone on that show...
You're the stick ninja.
You are the one that should be fighting the most and scared the least. I don't understand. I don't understand that. It's like, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But that whole thing bugged me. So anyways, so they're having to deal with that scenario.
You were the chosen one. You were supposed to bring balance to The Walking Dead.
So they keep going up. They get to a point where, okay, we're kind of okay. We're kind of holding this off for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, we've built a barricade up. Again, I don't know why the zombies are just know exactly where they are, but we've got this barricade up. Meanwhile, yeah. they're talking about...
And they need to hold it.
Right.
For some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. But, so now we're in this space where it's like, okay, we need to get to the roof. That's the only place that's safe. But we need the elevators to get up there. Oh, wow. There's generators on top of the roof also. Oh, let's just go there to get
no, the generator's work. Not on top of the roof.
The generator was one floor. Wasn't it like one floor right... or? Like
it was on their floor, I think, because they were on the highest floor.
So it was the last floor. Oh, okay. Because sometimes I know there's like almost like, I don't want to say half floor, but there is like, there'll be a room, but it's like not. Hmm. Well, maybe there'll just be staircase. Because I'm trying to think of somewhere it's like it's not completely like flush with the rest of the.
Oh. With what, the generator room?
Yeah. Like sometimes the electrical rooms also be like a weird level, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, their zombies are closing in on everybody. Mm-hmm. Al says, just go be with your brother. You may not get another chance.
There's no point in the both of us getting stuck in this generator room.
Right. So I'll just be the one.
Yeah.
Hello, me. And so she really didn't argue much with us. Like, all right, fuck, all right, whatever.
Yeah, you make a great point. All right, yeah. Peace out. Have fun.
So right now we're Al's stuck in that room. Mm-hmm. Everyone
gets it going at the last possible second,
right?
Because we need that tension.
That's right.
Just constant tension.
Yes. Where was I going with this?
I don't know. Everyone gets in the elevator.
Oh yeah.
Goes to the roof.
I was like, what the hell is he talking about? They get to the roof. Al's stuck in. Now I guess he's just stuck there.
Yeah, we don't really see or hear from her again for the rest of the episode.
For the rest of the episode. And then so everyone's just kind of breathing. They're looking at what to do, realizing all the way down the bottom floor, there's just walkers everywhere.
Right.
But they don't seem...
It's like, do you see a way down? Is a fire escape? Of course a fire escape. It's like, it doesn't even matter. I don't think we want to go down there.
Right. And then, what's it called? June goes to attend to Jim because she's just cutting his hand. Everyone's worried about it. But then she sees there's a bite on his
right.
And she's like, what do you do? She's like, there's nothing I can do about it. Only thing I could possibly think,
and I was like, he's bit on his back? Like, when?
How? That's a pretty thing. You got to open your mouth significantly to like bite that.
Had to go back and rewatch it. And it's after he crashes through the window and he's on his back and holding the zombie up. He leans over, and like as he leans over, it kind of reaches around his side and bites him in the back, I guess. It was real quick, and it's like, I guess that's when it happened?
Yeah. It was the only remotely possible
that made sense. Because all I remembered is that the zombie was in front of him the whole time. I was how did this happen?
But then it's also a thing where it's like, how did you not feel that?
Well, he probably, adrenaline was kicking in. I mean, he just went through a window. And so it's like he's probably already got cuts on his back and, is already feel there's probably glass in his back. So he does feel it, but he just feels pain in his back that's been there.
Yeah, true. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out the whole thing. I'm like, what? How did you not notice that? Maybe it's irritating or whatever because your shirt touching that open wound.
But the rest of it, he probably thinks is glass, now.
Yeah, true.
Okay,
so... You can let go?
I can let go.
You like that better than the Carl one?
Well, yeah. But I mean, in all the other things that has happened...
That's actually the most normal.
And with the weird car accident. I guess I can chalk that up to adrenaline and the fact that you went through a glass window.
Yeah, true. He did go through the glass window.
Back first. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, there was probably glass on the floor behind him. He was wrestling around on, so he probably just kept feeling... Or probably nothing, because fight or flight.
Yeah, this is true. But so now this pretty much ends,
Now he's in denial. He's like, I can't die. I have a beer to make.
Right.
I
was thinking. So maybe they just cut that little piece of flesh off?
I hope so. I hope that works.
Yeah, I hope that works. They can just try.
Still but really
it's
soon.
It's funny because, not funny, but on the other end of it, Morgan's feeling like complete shit.
Right. Because he's really been going at him. Like, it was funny because it's like, he was chastising him, but then he was kind of like, wasn't he on his side for like a minute? And be like, you know, like, oh, you know, like.
Yeah. I forgot what it was for,
What it was for. Like, he was on his side and it was like, oh, it must have been hard to make some decisions or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden the zombies come in and says, this is all your fault.
No, that's what it was right before that wall fell and the all zombies all poured in. He did.
He was totally like at his side until it went wrong. And he's like, you're an idiot. Why did you bring it?
Yeah, so now he's bit. Everyone's stuck on the roof.
Now he's June, pissed again. Like, this is all your fault,
Marshall. Right. June's looking to Morgan for answers in the plan.
Yeah, and I'm also like, why is Morgan the leader?
Morgan's the leader, and Morgan doesn't want to be the leader, and they got to figure out how the fuck to get out of there. And we don't know what's up with Al. So that's kind of where this episode is. So now...
Yeah, and everyone's just waiting for Morgan to make a decision. Well, then it actually ends with a positively high note.
That's when we end with the Alicia...
Yeah, finding them.
Finding them. So the question becomes is, how many people are we going to lose?
Yeah.
Because I know these last two episodes, we're going to lose somebody.
Well, yeah, and like
the group's getting kind of big, and I will feel like, well, I mean, okay, we're losing Jim, but
right, unless they can cut out a piece of his back,
right? But I mean, outside of that, I don't know the bottom half. Yeah, I don't know if we're losing anybody else.
Yeah. Well, we looked up the title of the last two episodes, and the next one is called "I Lose People." ... And then the finale of this season is called ... I Lose Myself. So we're clearly going to lose at least one person in the next episode. And then we're going to lose.
Well, depending on how they stretch it out, it could be the finale when he finally turns and dies. Because even asked, how long do I have? Jude's like, I don't know.
But with the next episode called I Lose People.
Oh, yeah.
I think we at least have to lose somebody.
Yeah, true.
And then I guess in the finale, we're going to lose Morgan's mind. His sanity.
Losing myself.
He's going to go clear. Do you think that we're going to lose a lot of these people and then we're going to eventually merge the show with The Walking Dead?
I don't know if we'll lose a lot of these people, but I think they may merge it.
Oh, I was looking. The ratings have been down.
Really?
Ever since they killed Madison. To the point where during the week episode... It dipped down below Better Call Saul, and so it's no longer the number two show on AMC.
Wow.
So, yeah. The ratings keep going down.
That sucks.
For both shows, but I mean, you know, like they actually started rising on this one, but they...
Well, yeah, that first half was pretty good, and Well, again, I think right now the villain is kind of weak, and they're doing a lot of weird shit right now. Yeah. They're almost back to their old tricks, and it's like, stop. Because you guys were on a good positive note for quite some time.
And I don't season know. 3 was picking up steam, and I felt like, yeah, the first half of this season kind of started off strong. Took a couple weird notes, but, you know, like...
It was pretty strong. It's pretty solid. And now we're in a weird spot because now Alicia and Strand are both like giving up, and everyone else isn't giving up, but they're in this really fucked up situation. I don't know where this ends up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this chick dies on her own or if she's gonna how much more mayhem she's gonna cause.
I'm done with her. Like, kill this villain, Martha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you say that name?
Why'd you say that name?
But, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm ready for this season to be over.
Yeah. Well, we only got two episodes left, so we're almost there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so we'll wait for episode 14, I Lose People.
15.
15, you're right, 15. This was 14. Yeah. So for Sev
54.
That's right. So for Sev and Tarnell, I am Tarnell. This has been a Bowl of Talk, Fear the Walking Dead edition. We'll see you guys next time. Peace. Zombie noises.